Hey there, overthinkers. This is your girl, Laura Bennett, back with another dose of overthinking detox, your daily antidote to a noisy mind. Today, we're diving into something super powerful. Emotional intelligence, or EQ for the cool kids. Ever feel like you're riding an emotional roller coaster? One minute you're soaring high, the next you're plummeting into a pit of despair. Yeah, I get it. We live in a world that bombards us with information, deadlines, and demands, all while trying to keep up with our own internal dramas. It's no wonder so many of us struggle to navigate our emotions effectively. But guess what? Developing emotional intelligence isn't about becoming some superhuman Zen master, it's about understanding yourself better, connecting with others more deeply, and ultimately living a happier, more fulfilling life. Now, EQ isn't just some buzzword, folks. It's a real skill set like learning a new language, but for your feelings. And just like any skill, it takes practice and dedication. So let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you boost your emotional intelligence today. Number 1. Get to know yourself. This sounds simple, right? But how many of us really take the time to understand our own emotions? What triggers our anger? What makes us feel joyful? What drains our energy? Start by journaling, reflecting on your day-to-day experiences, and paying attention to your physical sensations. You'd be surprised what insights you uncover just by tuning into yourself. Think of it like getting to know a new friend. The more time you spend together, the better you understand their quirks, passions, and triggers. Number 2. Name that emotion. Don't just say, "I feel bad." Dig deeper. Is it sadness? Frustration? Disappointment? Pinpointing the specific emotion helps you process it effectively. It's like putting a label on a jar of jam. Suddenly, you know exactly what you're dealing with. Number 3. Embrace your feelings. This doesn't mean letting your emotions control you, but rather acknowledging them without judgment. It's okay to feel angry, sad, or even scared. These are all normal human emotions. Bottling them up only makes them stronger and more difficult to deal with. Imagine it like letting out a deep breath after holding it in for too long. It feels so much better. Number 4. Practice empathy. Put yourself in other people's shoes. Try to understand their perspectives, even if you don't agree with them. Remember that everyone is going through their own unique journey, and what might seem trivial to you could be deeply meaningful to someone else. It's like being a detective. You have to gather clues and analyze the situation from different angles to get the full picture. Number 5. Develop your self-awareness. This means paying attention to how your emotions affect your thoughts, behaviors, and relationships. Think about times when you've reacted impulsively or said something you didn't mean. What triggered those responses? How could you have handled them differently? It's like looking in a mirror. The more self-aware you are, the better equipped you are to make positive changes. Let me give you a real-world example. Say your friend cancels plans at the last minute. You might feel disappointed, frustrated, even angry. Instead of lashing out or assuming the worst, take a moment to check in with yourself. Are you truly angry, or are you feeling insecure about their priorities? Once you understand your emotions, you can respond more constructively. Maybe you say, "Hey, I was really looking forward to this, but I get it. Life happens. Can we reschedule soon?" That way, you communicate your feelings honestly without damaging the relationship. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to boost your emotional intelligence. Remember, this isn't a race, it's a journey of self-discovery and growth. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep learning. Now go out there and rock that emotional intelligence. Share your thoughts on today's episode in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe for daily doses of overthinking detox. See you tomorrow.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.